Hi there. The word for you today is, you are the church. In Ephesians 4 verse 12, Paul writes, to equip God's people to do his work. If you think the unemployment statistics in the country are bad, take a look at the church. 20% of its members give 80% of its income and do 80% of its work. The rest are happy just to be spectators. It's easy to sit back, criticize, and say, why doesn't the church do something about this problem? Hold on there. You are the church. You do something about it. You say, but I left my church because I didn't like the way they were doing things. You know what? You didn't leave God's church, which is the body of Christ, did you? So instead of talking about what your church doesn't do, take a look in the mirror and ask yourself, what am I doing for the Lord? Do you know what a Monday morning quarterback is? It's somebody who analyzes the game when it's over, criticizes the players, complains about the referee's calls, and, generally speaking, is content to sit in the grandstands and be a spectator rather than a player. Hello? It takes commitment to spend hours in practice, knowing you'll be booed by the crowd, tackled by your opponents, and that you'll leave the field beat up and covered in dirt. Getting the idea? The Bible says that the job of your pastor, Ephesians 4, verse 12 through 14, are you listening, is to equip God's people, the people, to do his work and build up the church. And this will continue until we have all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son, that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Then we will be no longer immature like children. Think about it.